After the city had 108 homicides in 2019, the Charlotte City Council discussed Monday what it said is a new data-driven way of studying violent crime. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
CMPD told council members that analyzing data on violent crime will help the department understand the problem as a public health issue, and CMPD said it can't lower violent crime on its own. The department showed council a map of violent crime hotspots in the city. They are Bates Ford Road and LaSalle Street, Sugar Creek Road and Interstate 85, Central Avenue and Sharon Amity Road, and Nations Ford Road and Arrowwood. CMPD Deputy Chief Gerald Smith said the biggest problem in the Sugar Creek Road cluster are 13 hotels and motels that cater to a transient population. He said prostitution is a problem in the area and that prostitution leads to secondary crimes.
Along with prostitution, you not only get the prostitution, the act of prostitution, you get robbery reports, you get sexual assault reports, you get physical assault reports, you get drugs, you get a myriad of things when you see street-level prostitution in an area like you see here.
In the past, the city has bought and demolished low-income hotels that were hotspots for crime. The city did that on Independence Boulevard across from Bojangles Coliseum and on Wilkinson Boulevard near the airport. Police said there were 14 killings in those areas last year, though the Central Avenue area had no homicides. Those four areas comprise a total of 2 square miles in the city, which is 438 square miles. But those small parts of the city, less than 1% of the city's landmass, comprised 8% of violent crime. In the Arrowwood Road area, Smith said many victims are Hispanic and they are targeted for armed robbery because they often carry cash. He said there are communication barriers that make policing difficult and that many crimes are probably not reported.
And the ones who are actually committing the crimes are not from the area. They are coming in. They view the population in this area as easy victims.
Council members mostly praised the data and discussed ways they could attack the root causes of crime. There was little discussion about CMPD and whether the city's crime-fighting strategy is on the right track. But Republican Councilmember Ed Driggs wasn't impressed by the data that showed crime in areas like Sugar Creek Road that have long been plagued by violence.
I will say in response to the data that's presented so far, I personally didn't see anything that surprised me. I didn't see anything that made me go, wow, I didn't know that. If I had known that, then I would have done this. So that's what we need.
The city says Monday's presentation is only a first step. It's partnering with Johns Hopkins University to take a closer look at the data on violence. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.